Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with somebody who's been with us for 22 of those 23 and a half years, and that's Bill Brandt, President and CEO of Development Specialists, Inc., DSI.biz. I encourage you to check out his company. Hey, Bill, thanks again for being here. I'm going to let you talk about whatever you want to talk about as we wrap up our visit today, but we were finishing up on China, and I'll ask you this question, and you can go wherever you want to go. I think that every American should pay attention, more attention to our relationship, not our relationship with China, but China's relationship with the world. And you mentioned Xi Jinping, the president for life over there, the dictator for life. That country, that leadership, that party over there, they're not good actors, are they? I mean, they have a goal, an agenda that is not good for the rest of the world, in my opinion, and certainly not for America. What do you think?
Well, you know, one of the things I've learned in my years of going to China is the average Chinese citizen is not much different than the average American citizen. The last 20 or 25 years have been very good to them economically, and they've got a burgeoning middle class, and it's all going well. They've got a leader who has. You know, is hell bent to take it in his direction, and there is some. I mean, he's not enjoying uniform support. There's a fair amount of one of the reasons he's taking the stride moves he's taking, somewhat like Putin, is to try to get people to rally around the flag because some of the stuff he's doing
nationalism
has come back for China. Yeah, but you know, you were asking me before the break, has the West responded? And the answer is no. I mean, the problem with China is they are, with their attitude and their activities, they are building a coalition of nations in the West. You know, and it's a varying coalition because the relationships with China, the economic relationships are important. But they're building a coalition of people who aren't buying into this. And I think what China fears the most is, and what they don't want, is a united front on behalf of the rest of the world against them.
Mm-hmm.
And my short take on the long picture is, Jim, right now they're doing a very effective job of slowly building that coalition against them.
I guess I think you're right. And I wonder if Xi is if here's a quick question for you. Is Xi capable of seeing those tea leaves and modifying for the long run, or is he going to double down and force his way in? What do you think?
A little bit of both. I think he does see the tea leaves, but he's committed to make China a great power, its own superpower, maybe unrivaled, and figures if he does, it doesn't matter what the rest of the world thinks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that's a hypothesis I would believe in, but I think right now he's trying to do both.
Here's a question I love to ask you and other China experts. I think that there's I don't know if it's 50-50, but there's a reasonable percentage that over the next 5 years, 10 years, China will become its own worst enemy. It won't be our worst enemy, meaning there's so many dysfunctional issues in China, the environment, the demographics, their financial system, how they've allocated capital, etc. That could cause China to collapse from within. What do you think about that assessment?
I don't think it could cause it to collapse from within, Jim, but I do think Xi does not have the dictatorial powers Putin has, and Putin doesn't have the powers he thinks he does either. I mean, they rely on a group of sycophants who are profiting from this enterprise.
Right.
If Xi gets ahead of himself, there are certainly members of the Politburo who are, it's China after all, who are plotting behind him. But for the time being, I mean, his relationships with his East Asian neighbors are not going well, and he's a bully. And at some point, you know, this all comes back to haunt him. He's building that coalition against himself.
Mm-hmm. So do you think, real quick, I've only got 20 seconds. 5 years from now, do you think we'll be less perilous with China or more?
More.
We'll be more in peril in 5 years from China. You heard it right here, folks, from somebody who knows the lay of the land over there. Hey, Bill, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for 23 great years. We appreciate you very much.
Jim, it's been my pleasure. I wish you nothing but the best in the future. And radio's loss is going to be the world's gain. Let's put it that way.
Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, president, CEO, development specialist, DSI.biz. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.